This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To face the music, ladies and gentlemen, 7 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Jay is out today. However, Jennifer Horn is here, bright and shiny, as is Jay Kirshner, who has just posted a picture or a video of me on my own face. You're going to put it on the DJV show, too? Why not? Let people see.
Yeah, yeah, it's on DJV.
Yeah, it's good.
It looks good.
Put it on my own Facebook.
Getting away from behind the mic and on camera. Look at you, stud.
Yeah.
Oh, there, doggy.
Yeah. Yeah, hold on.
Although, when does the mask come off? When will they let you guys do the show without the mask?
And now. We're all done with masks.
Oh,
I think
wonderful.
We ought to all be done with masks, period, end of story. It's time, no matter how much the news media wants to scare you again with the reality or whatever it is of BA2 and more COVID, and this one's going to
Here's
die.
Here's the beauty of freedom. If it gets bad, we can all choose to wear the mask.
Thank you.
Yes, and I am in favor of that. If you feel more comfortable wearing a mask, even to work today, you want to wear a mask, go for it. I'm all for that, but enough of the mandates.
Yep, and that is going to be one of the things that I think shines for the week. I think we see COVID going down on our talk radio countdown show. Because in terms of the top 10 items of the week, it was 6, I think, last week, wasn't it? And it keeps going because it's, you know, it's now, even if it's there, it's there. That's a silly statement, but it is. It's there. It's not, it's going
to be wherever you go, there you are.
There I am, right. I used to say to the kids when we were driving around when they were young and they'd be worried that we were lost, and I said, we're never lost. We are where we are. And that's it. That was long before, you know, we've become so dependent. As I was saying earlier, I went to New Jersey to pick up a tractor on Saturday, and then I went up to Maine on Sunday to pick up another piece of equipment for the farm. And I find myself using Waze to go everywhere. The guy says, I'll tell you, take a left at this turn. And I said, I'm all set. I got my Waze. And it's the only thing that I find, and I get annoyed when it doesn't work. And it doesn't work because usually you don't have enough of a signal. You know, the places I go are really out of the way in the middle of nowhere. And if you don't have a signal, you don't have any ways. You don't have anything. So I'm talking to this guy who's in the middle of nowhere up in Maine. And I was going to take a picture. I didn't do this. Jay, Chasta, I need to do more of this because it's interesting, I think, to people who follow the program. I went by a sign, "Welcome to Maine. Beware of the moose." It was like I found out this little back country road. There's a little sign that says, "Welcome to Maine." And then right after it, there's this huge picture of a moose, you know, drawn for a road sign. And beware of moose. And that's, you know, my car or truck had been jumped on by deer running across the road. But up in Maine, it's moose that you worry about. But anyway, the point that I'm making is that the technology of getting around is something that I appreciate and like it and use it more than I do probably anything else. The results of the investigation still not clear as to what happened. I think it's pretty clear what happened. U.S. 81, Interstate 81 in Pennsylvania, a collision involving dozens and dozens and dozens of people who do not know how to drive. There was a squall late in the afternoon, and the crash, there were hundreds of people involved in this thing. 3 people were killed. A couple of dozen went to hospital because the people drive too damn fast in the snow. It was one of those squalls that blinds you, you know, come up on it. Have you ever driven? Well, you probably haven't.
Oh, yes, yeah.
But, you know, they come, especially where you grew up in Cleveland, the snow comes across that lake, Lake Erie, and it is blinding. It cuts visibility down to zero. It's like driving in the fog at night. I went through one of those when I was coming back from Des Moines last month. The same kind of thing. You just have to stop. And people on 81 didn't stop. They kept barreling down the highway. The trucks are just as bad, some of them, as the cars are. And so now, all of a sudden, you come into it. My father taught me when I was learning how to drive that if I didn't drive defensively, that is, if you weren't aware of everything going on around you, then it's your fault. You need to be aware not only of what your car or your vehicle is doing, but what is going on around you. And that's why mirrors are so important. That's why I use them all the time. You want to know who or what is around you. So anyway, there were 60 multiple tractor trailers involved in this crash.
And nobody wants to use their hazards anymore. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but I see less and less use of hazards. People are following too close to each other.
Yeah,
and sometimes when there's something like this happening, whether it's the snow squall or even heavy fog, a lot of times those hazard lights, the flashing lights, are easier to see in the distance than red brake lights.
Yeah, you're right about that. So it's just, I don't know, words of the wise, I suppose, is sufficient in the sense that that you just, it's common. The lack, you hear me frustrated because it's so apparent that there's no common sense. Nobody uses common sense anymore. It's really pretty amazing, frankly. I think you see that all around, whether it's the political realities and the things that are just a part of our lives. Please think about what you're doing as you do it. I was trying to think of Jennifer when there was a big crash, I remember, in California. Because in California, it's probably worse than any place else. Not, well, up in the northern part where you can get some snow on the roads. But the people in California drive so fast. I'm a good driver, and I'm aware of how to drive on California roads. And maybe what I'm saying is it's different depending on where you are in the country. When I drive out in Big Sky country, or even when you go across the Southwest through Arizona, New Mexico, you can drive 85, 90, 95, 100, and it's no big deal. I found myself when I used to own property in Arizona, when I'd go out there every couple of months, I'd rent a car in Las Vegas, and I'd drive to this place, about 2.5 hour ride, and I'd easily do 100 going across Route 95, 93.
That is so dangerous. What if you blew a tire?
Well,
way to brag about it, though.
No, I wasn't bragging about it. I was just saying that the reality, the conditions are different there. I wouldn't drive 100
flat,
miles
right
an hour.
Yeah, flat, right open roads. No.
Doing the around the 15 to go to Las Vegas, coming over to L.A. I sure
a lot of people
do,
and they end up in a ditch, and that's what's really scary. Is when it freaks my dad out every time when I was younger and I would drive to Vegas. He'd always be like, "Okay, call me as soon as you get there." You know, more of a worry worth than usual because you see so many horrific accidents on that road with people just going 130 miles per hour. The problem is that we don't know how to drive in weather. It was really it was dumping rain. This week in California, tons of rain.
Yeah.
And the roads were so crazily flooded and slick because it hasn't been wet here in so long. And I'm not a white knuckle driver at all. I was like almost petrified trying to get home from my other job to my house. People were going too fast and splashing water. So you lose all your visibility. And then there's other people who are just poking along who you come up on too fast. I mean, it was just people either drive like a poke or they're driving way too fast when it rains. Well, no one moderates to an appropriate speed.
Well, and in L.A., too, it doesn't rain enough to clean the roads off. So I feel like whenever it does rain, you have all of those oils and all of that stuff, and it becomes so much more slippery. I've tried to just cross the street, like walking, and been sliding like I'm on ice.
Yeah.
In L.A., it's crazy.
Look what happened to me and my shoulder falling on the ice a month or so ago. I'm still feeling rehabbing it, but it's no, dangerous. Ice and weather conditions, generally speaking, what can you do about them? Absolutely nothing. You just have to, kind of figure out how to roll with the punches, if you will. I thought it was interesting, the ice shelf info this week, a big chunk of ice the size of New York City collapsed in East Antarctica over the weekend because the weather's getting warm. This is the first time, at least in recorded history that an ice shelf collapsed down there. This has been more stable. This area has been more stable than, you know, the stuff up north. And so people thought it was not vulnerable to climate change. So this is what happens. If the water that's frozen in East East Antarctica melts, you follow me so far? The water there, if it melts, it raises sea levels. And now the situation with this focus on the ice pack in East Antarctica, it would raise, if all of it went away, the world would see an increase of 160 feet in terms of what, you know, like, let's think of Florida or California. Or, I mean, can you imagine that much water? I find that hard to believe there's that much ice. It would raise the ocean level 160 feet. I just, I can't imagine that that's
pretty
right.
Substantial, yeah.
But I'm looking at an AP story, and that's what they say in this.
Which is why California start desalinating that ocean water so we can drink something.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, water things. So what's the big picture here? Ice shelves are a kind of safety belt around the margins of the continents. University of Minnesota scientist Peter Neff says that this collapse accelerates upstream ice and contributes to sea level rises. And it keep getting worse if we keep emitting greenhouse gases. So, well.
Looking at you, Stefan.
Yeah. Let me get an electric tractor instead of a diesel-powered one. Or drive a car that doesn't
I was talking about your natural gases.
Oh, well, thank you, Jennifer. nice of you to notice. Oh, it's all my cows that are the bad guys.
Yeah,
speaking
sure.
of good guys
Stop
and bad guys.
Stop blaming the innocent cows.
All right, the poor cows. A story in the next half hour about pigs that you'll be interested in. Meanwhile, don't forget about our DJV download. The present one, the most recent one, is a recap of all the Oscar winners and obviously the big surprise of the night. We also have a conversation about the China Eastern plane crash. There is more on that with the listening to the blue box or the red box, whatever they call it, the black box, that's it. That's being discussed. Lots of things every day. Loads of conversation about the things that you want to hear us talking about on the DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck. It was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Past 23 after the hour. Say that again, Doug.
How are you doing?
Got a frog in my throat.
Biggest frog I've heard in a long time.
It was a big frog, yes.
Wow.
All right, 23 after the hour. It's trending time now. Trending on Twitter and Facebook. Doug Steffen has a horse in his throat. As opposed to a frog, is where did that expression come from? I'm getting hoarse. Do you know where did that come from?
Good question. It's spelled different though, differently than the
H O A R.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, it is. Yep. All right, let's get down to the meats and potatoes stuff here. Taylor Swift is getting an honorary doctorate, according to all kinds of things splashing across social media. What's this deal?
Yeah, she's getting an honorary doctorate from NYU, and she's also speaking at the commencement, which will be at Yankee Stadium May 18th.
Wow.
She will deliver her address and receive her honors along with a class of 2022 at the stadium in kind of a traditional ceremony in the morning. And then in the evening, the university is also holding a doubleheader commencement for the classes of 2020 and 2021 who weren't able to have their traditional ceremony earlier due to the pandemic.
So is she going to entertain?
It's going to be a busy day.
It's going to be a concert. Is she doing the concert that
night?
No,
she's doing the commencement speech.
Yeah, but why
wouldn't
she do
the
concert? I would think that would be kind of cool, too. Right? Did she go to NYU?
That would be cool. No. Did she go to college?
I don't think so.
We'll have to Google this.
So why?
She started at like 13 in her career, right?
Singing, yeah. So why New York University? Why do they?
Well, she's been associated with them because the university has conducted classes in her work. She didn't play a direct role in the particular curriculum, but they honor her arts.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Good for her. Kim Kardashian is sharing. What's she sharing?
Well, she is apologizing for the controversial quote-unquote get-up-and-work comment that she gave in an interview with Vogue magazine, where she says this is her first time speaking out about it. It really riled up a lot of people on social media. When she was asked the advice she would give for women in business, and it was get off your rear ends and get to work. And she's saying that it was taken out of context. The question was kind of retracted of what she was actually asked, where it was almost an offensive question of like, well, you and your family are famous for being famous. And so she kind of came out with her response in a heated way
line,
because she was trying to, you know, it was more about.
Isn't that a really great statement, being famous for being famous?
Infamous. Well, that's what they say that they are. And, you know, to some extent, it's true. Like, Kim Kardashian, it was odd the way she became famous. It was with the sex tape that apparently her mother sent out there. But these people have worked.
Thanks,
I mean,
Mom.
They've capitalized on all of their
Smart.
Stuff. I mean, you can't discount the fact that they've taken an opportunity and exploited the heck out of it. It's the American way.
Yeah. And now she and her sisters, they legitimately are businesswomen.
Yeah.
They have so many businesses. You don't become a billionaire just for being famous.
No. They're smart. I take my hat off to them. I tease every once in a while about it. But when you get down to brass tacks, don't we envy people who are smart enough to do stuff like that, to turn manure into gold, I suppose, in a manner of speaking? Because when they first got started, it really was kind of manure-y, wasn't it, don't you think? Lots of gas and that sort of thing. Kind of smelly.
Sure.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Ukraine and Russia once again meet to discuss peace in neutral Turkey on Tuesday, President Zelensky announces a victory for his soldiers fighting the Russian invaders via a translator.
Today, we have good news. Our defenders are advancing in the Kyiv region, regaining control over Ukrainian territory. Irpin was liberated. Well done.
The New York Times is reporting doctors and other health care providers have lost the ability to get reimbursed for testing and treating uninsured patients for the coronavirus. The Biden administration's coronavirus reimbursement fund, which previously covered as many as 31.2 million uninsured Americans, has been devastated by a lack of sufficient funds. London's Metropolitan Police confirmed Tuesday 20 fines will be issued for people who attended lockdown-defying parties at Downing Street in the United Kingdom, but won't identify who receives the fines at British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's residence and offices. USA Radio News.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
President Biden on Monday said his remark in Warsaw, Poland, that Russian President Vladimir Putin should be removed from power, reflected his own moral outrage and not an administration policy shift.
Number one, I'm not walking anything back. The fact of the matter is, I was expressing the moral outrage I felt toward the way Putin is dealing and the actions of this man, just brutality of half the children in Ukraine. I had just come from being with those families. But I want to make it clear, I wasn't then, nor am I now, articulating a policy change. I was expressing the moral outrage that I feel, and I make no apologies for it. I don't care what he thinks. Look, here's the thing. He's going to do what he's going to do. Putin, look, given his recent behavior, people should understand that he is going to do what he thinks he should do, period. He's not affected by anybody else, including, unfortunately, apparently his own advisors. This is a guy who goes to the beat of his own drummer. And the idea that he is going to do something outrageous because I called him for what he was and what he's doing, I think is just not rational.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson announced Monday a request for the NASA budget in 2023 to be $26 billion, the largest request for science in the space agency's history. The number is 8% more than the enacted federal spending levels or the appropriations bill from fiscal year 2022. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thirty-four past the hour, as we slide into another hour of conversation here on the DJV program. That was interesting to look at the reviews. There's always this expert says this and another expert says that. Jennifer Horn is here. She's an expert. Jay Kirshner is here. Also an expert. Toria is off today. So the business about Biden and his speech from Warsaw over the weekend, the West's complete support for Ukraine, apparently behind the scenes, Mr. Zelensky says not so fast. He says the West is not doing enough. They have not rallied, and they haven't been firm. So one wonders, okay, are we getting mixed messages here? Zelensky's been all over the place in terms of being in Western media. But he was interviewed by The Economist, which is kind of the guide, Wall Street Journal in our country, but around the world, The Economist really has lots of credibility when it comes to, generally speaking, the flavor, the impact, if you will, of world events on the economy. So in a sit-down interview with him, he was in a bunker, it turns out. He was asked the question about whether we're getting enough help from the West. And he basically
said...
he's
going to say no.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's been asking for planes. He's been asking for NATO or the United States or someone to control the airspace. He's been asking for military equipment. He asked NATO for 1% of their military equipment, and he hasn't gotten all that. He's gotten a lot of money.
Yeah, if you look at the...
Is it enough?
What's enough? Is it money or is it... What else does it take? Does it take troops?
Everybody has a definition of it, right?
Yep.
I think,
Zelensky said in the interview that his case is about the past as much as the present because he saw the Russians build up. He complained, or not complained, but he went to the West, especially to NATO, and said, look what's going on. We want to get into NATO because the Russians are coming. You know, the Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Well, the Russians were coming. And there was some, modest sanction stuff at the time. But there was nothing. But this article, by the way, is pretty good in the Atlantic. There's two. I'm looking at the one in The Economist, and there's also a reference to The Atlantic Monthly and an article by Ann Applebaum. Reads in part, quote, tragically, the Western leaders and diplomats who are right now trying to stave off a Russian invasion of Ukraine still think they live in a world where rules matter. I thought that was probably the most interesting quote that I've seen when it comes to the coverage of all of this stuff. Putin doesn't give a damn about anything.
So, he's not playing by rules. He'll do whatever it takes. He wants what he wants. And that's it. And so we were playing under this, these guidelines.
Like the rules of war. Like, what a joke.
And say what you will about Donald Trump, but one of the things about Donald Trump is that he was crazy and unpredictable. And I think people were a little bit afraid to test him because they thought he could blow things up. What the difference, and the reason I bring that up, is that the difference is that the leadership, and it wasn't just in our country, but across the European Union and NATO, is... If I could tell you how many times I heard the Secretary of State in this country say, the ball is in Putin's court. No, you cannot say the ball is in Putin's court. You have to say, here's what's going to happen if you do this. And it seems like there was this, no one wanted to poke the bear. They didn't realize that how can you not realize? He's got 190,000 troops on the border of Ukraine. He's not putting them there for their health or his health or for
decoration. It's not a training exercise, as he previously said.
A lot of people that are on the border. I don't know. I feel like the world got caught by surprise or blindsided or something. Or really what I think was going to happen is they were willing to just give Ukraine to Vladimir Putin. And what changed is social media. People with the images of what was happening in Ukraine captured the people's attention, and then the people made the government start to act. And that's why it feels like we're playing from behind, because I think the world leaders were like, all right, well, Putin's going to go in and take Ukraine. We're not going to do anything about it. But then people cared because they saw Zelensky and they saw people suffering and they saw it on their phones every day. And I think now we pay attention.
I think that it's almost more than that. There's a certain ethics and morality that needs to come into play here, as much as it isn't really the way politics is played is hardly moral and hardly ethical. But I think the average person still, and it doesn't make any difference what nationality you are, I think we still feel or get a sense of morality and ethics. And Putin and the war is so immoral, going after, they're not defenseless, but it seemed like they were. Just because I want it, and so I've seen it. That's the way the world has been built by dictators. And they see that they're Napoleon. Okay, I want Germany. I'm going to go get it. And the Roman Empire. I want England. I'm going to go get it. It's completely immoral. These people, maybe by definition, leaders, politicians, have to have an immoral streak in order to be successful. But this is complete, and maybe that's naive, too, to say that is completely immoral and unethical, but it is completely immoral and unethical. You're dealing with a subhuman, steroid-driven, rage-crazed despot who needs to be shot. That's what you're dealing with. And everybody has got the they've got the balsam of a dead pine tree. There's just nothing here. They're vapid in their responses. You know, they're all worried about this. What if? Baloney. It's what is that counts. You know, The Power of Now, Tolle's book on acting in the present. The present suggests that there's a real problem that needs to be dealt with in real effective ways. And the Western sanctions may be effective to a point, but we have now spent $600 billion to sort of protect them, the collective, and what we have need, was that something needed if we'd acted as a collective early on?
Right, that's the point. That's what's so frustrating. How many lives, how many dollars? And think about this, when this is all said and done, if Ukraine wins, the United States is going to be paying to rebuild Ukraine.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not trying to...
The tax increases that the wealthy Americans are going to have to pay, according to Biden's
statements. Right, so it's not only for people who don't care. I mean, I care about the human life element of all of this and what you're talking about, what's right and wrong. But there are also a lot of people who say, well, who cares? It's not America's choice. Well, financially, it's becoming America's problem because we're going to be the ones to pick it up and clean it up after it's all over with. So it does become a problem. So I think strong leadership at the beginning of this, and maybe we need to learn from it because Taiwan will be next. And so we have to figure out how we can use our words, our actions. Maybe it's sanctions ahead of time before we're just already waiting for the invasion to happen. And then we go, well, I guess we should do something about this. We need to be attacking from the beginning instead of waiting for 2 weeks until troops have rolled into Kyiv. I mean, it's like playing catch up all the time.
All right. United States Supreme Court put pork on its menu. How do you like that? Pretty good, huh? Clever. You
see what I think a lot of people are happy about this.
Right. So they've taken up a challenge to the law in California that regulates how pigs are raised. Pork producers that are not owned by the Chinese say that it sets an unrealistic requirement. In other words, local producers, because the Chinese own the largest pork producer in the country, Smithfield, but the local is still local and regional pork
processing. Well, and other countries aren't playing by the rules that they're making American farmers play by, and that's the rub.
Proposition 12. So what's going on with that?
What Prop 12 does is something that voters voted on, but again, it was kind of tricky. Like at the beginning, it seems great. Everybody loves animals. And so this was the Farm Animal Confinement Initiative, which was to set a minimum confinement space requirement in terms of square feet when you're breeding pigs or hens or calves.
Yeah.
And that was supposed to start in January of 2022. Well, apparently, according to what I've heard, the farmers were already pretty compliant when it came to the chickens and the cows. But a lot of the pig farmers didn't have the space. They didn't have the facilities to make those space requirements. And if they didn't, then they weren't going to be allowed to sell their products in California. So most pig farmers across the country do not meet these space requirements passed by California voters, which means no bacon, no pork, no ham, no nothing sold in the state of California unless they could prove that they have this. So there's a lot of outrage because they're saying this is going to hurt the pig farmers who are trying to earn money. They're trying to sell their product, and they're not going to be able to sell it in the state. And so they've challenged us. It's going to go to the Supreme Court now to see what they decide on this. If they can.
So here's the situation, not just in California. Because the growers of pork and poultry and, to a point, veal growers or suppliers have abused the animals, so the Humane Society gets involved. And then the pendulum swings the other way, kind of like the Black Lives Matter movement. It's gone from a reasonable approach to fixing a problem to an unreasonable approach. And it doesn't really fix the problem, but creates more problems. So in this circumstance, the Humane Society, acting with good intention, gets people's ear because most people don't know anything about anything when it comes to farming. So they say, look at this outrage. And frankly, some of the conditions are outrageous and do need to be dealt with. But as usual, they go too far. I am dealing with it on my farm with chickens because some chicken, chicken inspector comes and looks at the chicken coop and says, oh, wait a minute, instead of having 3 feet per chicken, you only have 2.3 feet per chicken. Well, okay. Well, in the old days, chickens, where they had, my chicken's actually a free-range chicken, so it kind of doesn't apply, but they didn't know that until I got there. So now we have this conundrum of, what's enough room for a chicken? What's enough room for a little piglet? What's enough room for a calf? And that's really what the essence of this is about. Nobody's saying that the Humane Society was wrong to call attention to the problem, because there was a problem. What the problem now is that we've overcorrected, made it difficult. They wanted to get rid of the cruel and unsanitary conditions. Okay, so they did that. Now, especially in California where everybody is loco, they go all the way to the end of the world, and then they jump off the cliff into the Grand Canyon, and oh, by the way, on the way down, we'll settle this.
And I don't remember how I voted on this, but the way that they write, and you know this, this is not
confused
just
California. The hell
out of you. They write a proposition that says, well, if you don't want animals to suffer, you'll vote for this. It's possible I voted for this too, but they don't tell you about the flip side, which is that no longer will you see pork products in California, and the ones that do make it in are going to be extremely expensive, and it hits people, you know, in the pocketbook once again. And the same thing happens for eggs and meat. It allows prices to go up at a time when we don't really need it. So there's got to be a happy medium where you can solve the problem of dirty and disgusting conditions and still allow farmers to make money and farm and provide food. I'd rather get American pork than to rely on China bringing
The Chinese are taking our pork and bringing it to China, and they're bringing their crap back over here and selling it as American, and it isn't. So here we go again with the Chinese. 48 after the hour here on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Are you unhappy with your Medicare supplement plan? Are you paying too much for doctors or drugs? Did you know that you don't need to wait for the annual enrollment period to switch plans? You heard me right. With Chapter, you can apply to switch your Medicare supplement plan whenever you want. Chapter is a free service that helps you make sure you are on the right Medicare plan for your needs. Chapter searches thousands of options to find the plan that best suits your specific healthcare needs and could save you thousands of dollars each year. Because healthcare should be your choice, not a bureaucrat's decision. Whether you're already enrolled in a Medicare supplement plan or you're new to Medicare, call Chapter and make sure your choice is the right choice. It could be the last call you ever need to maximize your Medicare benefits. The service is free, so call today. Call 800-611-9422. 800-611-9422. 800-611-9422.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, 53 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Normally we would have Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has fabulous podcasts. He has actually two. One of them he has at ForbiddenDoctor.com, which we have been talking about for the years that I've known Jack. He set up this website because he is so different, and many of the things that he espouses are not mainstream by any stretch of the imagination. Yet, when you think about them, there is nothing but sense connected to them. I was looking at some of the recent podcasts that we have on DJV Health of Jack, who's now doing the hour that he does with DJV Health on his own. And I guess hearing all that noise with the microphone means that Jack is there. You're so clever and quiet, too. It's really...
Well, I don't know. I couldn't get the little brick, the Comrex thing here to work, so I finally had to reboot it. Now we're in business.
Now we are in business. I was just talking about all the podcasting that you do and the things that are a part of our podcast at DJVHealthShow.com plus yours at ForbiddenDoctor.com, where there is such a plethora of information. Is that a good word, plethora?
Plethora.
Plethora. Okay. You like that better? My pronunciation
is
not...
more dignified.
Yes, it is. Okay. Well, we know that Jack is very dignified. So check out all of his podcasts, the... A focus on cholesterol is the most recent one. And the fact you and I have had this conversation ad nauseum about the cholesterol numbers and what they mean and how to keep it where it is. And I go back to the same question. How do we know what to believe? When one person who's respected in his field says cholesterol is a problem, another person who's respected in his field says cholesterol is not a problem unless it's like 380 or 400 or something.
Right. Well, there's too much, entirely too much research to point out and studies. But hey, not all studies
are
followed.
But take that sentence on face value. There's too much research, period. Right?
Yeah, well, that may be the case. But you always, when you look at research and you try to read mega studies or anything else, you got to find out who's paying for that stuff.
That's very true.
And and then during just before the conclusion of a peer-reviewed study, there's a little section in there that says, you know what, we do have a little bit of a bias here. We have to admit we have a bit of a bias that may very well affect our interpretation of the results. Yeah. Now, some of them will come right out and admit that. Others won't. And you have to find out who's behind this stuff. Dwayne Graveline is a cardiologist to the astronauts.
Yes.
And he wrote a book, Lipitor, The Thief of Memory, which is just one of the things that you lose with statin drugs is your memory, let alone muscle pain. They won't let astronauts leave the surface of the Earth unless their cholesterol is at least 300. Because
really?
Your brain won't work. Your brain is more than half
fat
by weight. Yeah. You take a brain, you dry it out, you know, on a corpse, take the brain, dry it out. It's more than half fat.
Mm-hmm.
And that fat is the and most of that fat is cholesterol.
So let me ask you this. The antidote to having to take a statin is red yeast rice, which is an all-natural way of dealing with high cholesterol. Does that have the same impact? Should I not take red yeast rice to deal with the fact that I, according to some, have too much low or bad cholesterol? And
that form of rice is a food.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're dealing with what is perceived to be, maybe not, a problem inside the body, and you're using food to deal with it, Mother Nature has put in that food what your body needs to deal with a problem, whether it's a minor or a gross problem, whatever. But when you're using drugs, every drug, even including aspirin, something as simple as aspirin, is a poison. And any time you put drugs, man-made drugs, into the body, there's going to be an inflammatory and a negative reaction to it. Now, I'm not saying all drugs are bad, and I'm anti-drug. I mean, there's people out there walking around alive right now because of the drugs they take on a daily basis. I understand that. But cholesterol was never an issue until the early 80s when they found a drug that could stop the liver from making cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a reason why your liver makes cholesterol. If you don't have enough cholesterol in your diet, your liver is going to make it. If you have enough in your diet, the liver doesn't have to make so much. Every single cell in the human body is lined with cholesterol. It's kind of a waxy material that controls the borders, the wall of the cell, to make sure what gets in and what gets out is exactly what your DNA requires. And when you start having drugs alter that, you're asking for trouble.
The idea of not having, when I went to see Dr. Ken, my cardiologist, and the other host on DJV Health, he said that I still have no plaque anywhere in my thoracic cavity.
Wonderful.
And he finds that amazing. I think it's because of all the fish oil that I take, frankly. All right, Jack, thank you. Check out Jack's DJV Health Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.